We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Bear in Mind, the official podcast of Cal Athletics. Here's your host, Todd McKim.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Bear in Mind, the official podcast of Cal Athletics. Things starting to trickle back in as far as participation is concerned. Of course, the basketball teams have been, you know, playing through the holidays and in Pac-12 conference play, but some of the other sports are now going to start picking up, whether it's you consider them the spring sports or an extension of fall slash winter, spring, like swimming and some of the other ones. But right now we're going to talk to one of the most successful coaches on the campus, and that'll be the co-head coach of the women's gymnastics team, Justin Howell. He, along with his wife, Elizabeth, have guided the gymnastics program to unparalleled heights in the last decade. And last year, Justin was the best of the best for your team up until hopefully this year, where you top even last year's performances. First of all, Happy New Year, and good to see that you guys will be back in action this Sunday against the Stanford Cardinal at 2 o'clock. Hopefully folks can come out and watch. We're not sure about COVID protocols at this point in time as we take the podcast, but stay tuned to the Cal website, calbears.com, and they'll give you all the information you need about attendance. But good to see you again. Happy New Year. And we look forward to starting things off on Sunday. How excited are you to get things started?
Well, thanks, Todd. Happy New Year to you as well. And thanks for having me on the show. We are incredibly excited to get started. You know, we actually had a preseason this year, which was great, you know, just to really get to know our team and get them physically prepared over the last couple months. It's been a long preseason, and I can tell you that our team is just excited to get out on a competition floor in that venue in Haas Pavilion, hopefully with some fans, you know, just get this thing started for 2022.
Tabbed as the number 7th ranked team in the preseason poll. That's where you finished last year, number 7, the highest finish ever for the women's gymnastics team. And I mean, go back a year where, you know, it's tough to get everybody together because of COVID and this, that, and the other. And you've gone through a little bit of that so far this year as well. How healthy do you see your team going into the meet on Sunday?
Yeah, we have almost a full squad. So we're really, you know, happy about that. You know, our number one priority is the health and safety of our student athletes, and you know, they're looking good right now. They're feeling good, and we're excited to almost have everybody out competing on Sunday. But you know, it's certainly over the last couple of years is a day by day a scenario, and I think at this point our team is absolutely prepared to adapt and pivot and shift and do whatever we need to do, you know, to make it happen and compete.
We hope that they get a full season, no question about it, from beginning to end. Talk about the fact that you returned 23 out of 24 routines. I mean, that's excluding, you know, like freshmen, you know, they're in their first year of competition, might slide in there a couple of meets as well. I mean, you've got your most experienced team ever.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're happy to have some super seniors that decide to stick around with us. We have a great freshman class that's come in, and we have a lot of depth, you know, which is an exciting place to be. There's a lot of great competition going on in the gym, and everybody's, you know, prepared that lineups could really change week to week, because we do have that many people that are ready to go. So it's a good place to be in. I think we'll be in a position where when we need to rest some people, we can, and have a good strategy as we're really, you know, thinking about the future, which is the postseason in April.
Yeah, knock on wood, you hope to keep everybody healthy, but you kind of have a similar schedule to like a football where you're going to compete basically once a week until near the end of the season, where you got some, you know, tighter scheduling going on. So you got to have the depth, and it certainly looks like you have that. And last year you were able to crown your first ever individual national champion, which is pretty exciting. The uneven bars, as Maya Bordas came home with the gold there. And I mean, I guess no real surprise that the uneven bars would be the event where you break through. I mean, your wife was a national champion at that event as well. So it's an area of strength. Just talk about Maya coming back again this year and defending her championship.
Yeah, Maya's looking great. I mean, what a year she had, and it was incredibly exciting for her and for our program to win that national championship. You know, especially just all the things that everybody, you know, went through last year. Maya's looking great, you know, her bar routine, as well as, I mean, she's an all around athlete, you know, and we expect her to make an impact everywhere, but her bars is still a standout event, and I expect her to be very competitive there and to help us, you know, continue to be a nationally ranked team on that event. Our assistant coach, Janelle McDonald, does a wonderful job on bars, has them prepared. We have depth there. And, you know, really we're overall, we talk about this with our team almost every day. We need everybody to be prepared to go everywhere at any time. And that's really been our focus right now, because you just don't know what tomorrow brings. But Maya is absolutely, you know, she's poised to have another great year.
Before we talk more about this year, go back to the national championships, because COVID had an impact on the timing of your team's ability to compete in that meet. Tell us that story and how your team was able to maintain some kind of composure and perform as well as they did.
Well, I'll try to give you the quick version. You know, so we got to Texas, and we have what's called podium training when we get there. Because you're competing up on a podium, up on a stage of the national championships. And we had our team had a great podium training, got back to the hotel that night, and we were informed that a couple people had been contact traced back to Berkeley to some positive cases, and that they would not be able to compete. And these were some people that, you know, have a big impact on routines on our team. And so immediately our sport administrator, Josh Hummel, who was a rock star, and our sports medicine staff, and Ryan Cobb, and our doctors here, and Jim Knowlton, they all got together, put their heads together, and said, what do we got to do? This team has tested. I mean, at this point, we had tested, I don't know, 5 or 6 times from leaving Berkeley to getting there, didn't have any negative, any positive tests at all. And so we waited all night for word from Berkeley Public Health and Public Health in Texas. And we're told that if our 2 student athletes had another round of negative tests the next morning, that they would be able to compete in the competition. And so we left the hotel the next morning, had all kinds of fans there. It was super exciting. We had to leave 2 of our student athletes back at the hotel until they could get tested and get their results. And so the rest of the team went to the competition. Fast forward a little bit, they were cleared to come and compete. The caveat was that they could not be with our team other than when they were actually out on the stage competing. So when our team was done warming up, they could go up by themselves and they could take a turn, but then they had to kind of go out back behind a curtain, stay masked, and be separate from everybody. So that's how we trained. And we got through our second event during the official warm-up period. And then we were told by the NCAA that our entire team had to get off the floor and we were now quarantined, which we were all very confused by, considering the last 24 hours. You know, we get about a 2-hour warm-up period before the actual competition starts. We had only gotten through about 20 minutes or so of that warm-up period. We were told to go to the locker room. We waited in the locker room for, I think it was about 47 minutes while the powers that be worked together to figure out what was going on. And then we were told, okay, good news. You guys can compete now. But the catch is you can't, you can only have 18 minutes to warm up because that's all we've got left before the television broadcast is going to start. So do you want to do that? Or do you want to forfeit? We're like, do you have to ask us that? We're going. Our team, it was a scene, Todd. Our team literally ran out on the podium. Everybody went in four different directions and warmed up for 18 minutes and then literally went and stood by their area and the national anthem started. And then we started the meet. Huh. And you know, honestly, we had a great meet. Our girls killed it. It didn't faze them at all. And we were, you know, about a half a tenth away from making it to the final four of the national championship. So it was something I'll never forget. It goes down in the history books. And I, you know, I've said this to so many different groups of people, but these are Cal students. And I honestly believe that being Cal students and the grit that you have to be in a place like Cal prepared them for that moment. And they absolutely executed that moment flawlessly.
Wow, that's just a remarkable story, and congratulations to everybody for, I mean, that mental toughness that you have to be a top-line athlete anyway, and then they throw you this giant curveball, and then you just don't even know if you're going to be able to compete. That's the one thing. You're just thinking a million things, all those hours of training, and here you are at the precipice of finally putting all that good hard work to a purpose, and to have it almost taken away is just, I mean, it's kind of shocking. But congratulations to you and the team for performing like you did. And, you know, if nothing else, it helps you going into this year, too. I mean, it's like, you know, what else? You know, anything right. else that comes down the pike is probably not going to compare to that. So you'll have a strong, mentally tough team, which you have to have. We talked about all the returners. You got like eight people that have had eight All-Americans returning. Kiana George is back, too. She's been around a while, and she's been a terrific former conference champion. Talk about the leadership that she and some of those other super seniors bring to your squad.
Yeah. Kiana is coming back from an injury right now. And she's, you know, kind of shifted her leadership role into some other areas of the gym, but we expect to have her back pretty soon. And, you know, we have Nina Schenk, who has returned and is doing great right now. She's a member of our coaches council as well. And a strong leader, and Emmy Watterson, another super senior that's come back, who, you know, scored a 10 in her mask last year, and is a star for us on bars and beam, and an All-American there. And so, you know, the three of them, they've been through a lot in the last 4 years, and I think that our freshmen really have some great role models. You know, we have eight seniors in total, so we have a lot of leadership on our team this year. When you factor in the super seniors. So I'm excited for our freshmen just because our seniors, you know, our whole team, but our seniors have welcomed them with open arms, and they're getting to learn and experience a lot in this first year. And I think that will really, you know, for the future of this program will pay a lot of dividends.
Tell us about some of the new faces that we might see on Sunday against Stanford.
Yeah. We got five freshmen this year. This Sunday, you should expect to see Maya Lazan, who is from up in Washington State. And you should expect to see Madeline Williams, who's local. She's right here from Fairfield, Vacaville area. The two of them you should see make some lineup appearances this weekend. And then we have three other freshmen in Abby Scanlon and Ellis Osorio and Jordan Kane, who are also, you know, right there in terms of making some lineups. You might see Jordan Kane this weekend as well. So excited, you know, our freshmen bring, they have a lot of personality, a lot of great gymnastics, and they're just adding to the depth of our team.
And then you just signed a class with some outstanding players, student athletes coming in, one of which has been a member of the USA national team.
Yeah, absolutely. MJ Frazier is just a stellar athlete, was just on the world championship team, just brings a very exciting level of gymnastics to our program. She's a big personality. Fans are really going to enjoy watching her. We're excited for that entire freshman class to come in and just, you know, add to what we already have going and just keep the momentum moving forward.
Hey, Justin, in recruiting over the course of the last couple, three, 4 years, maybe five, with the success, has it opened up different doors for you and your staff to recruit? I don't want to say a different kind of student athlete, because you're always looking for that student athlete that can succeed at Cal, which is not easy to do. I mean, your grad success rate, you know, five straight years have been superb. Has it opened up a few more doors? Do you got a little bit more recognition when you walk into gyms?
Oh, absolutely. You know, having competition success is huge. You know, being in the national conversation now year after year is huge for us. And, you know, everybody on the West Coast knows the Cal and knows the teams in the Pac-12 as well. But really not just branching out to the Midwest and the East Coast, but internationally too. You know, we have a lot of international athletes, have some now on our team, obviously. But as we're looking to the future, we're definitely recruiting internationally as well. So it's definitely opened up, you know, the entire country, and that Cal is in the conversation when the best gymnasts in the country and around the world are saying, I want to go do college gymnastics. I want to get a great education. Cal is on my list. And, you know, of course, that thrills us to be in that position.
How big is the Cal brand itself, the academic component in the international recruiting?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. You know, everybody internationally knows about UC Berkeley, you know, knows that it's one of the top institutions in the world. And so, you know, when we've been recruiting internationally and, you know, at the Olympics and different places around the world, have a Cal shirt on, and just like here, you know, you get to go Bears everywhere. And, I love that. You know, it's incredible, the connection and the reach that Cal Athletics and this university have around the world.
Yeah, it's awesome. Talk a little bit about the schedule. Get Stanford, Oregon State, Utah at home, Arizona at home. I mean, obviously Utah coming to town. You guys were 1-2 last year in the conference. They finished, I believe, third in the country, a perennial national contender, as are the Bears right now. Talk about your schedule and how it shapes up for you, because you also have some Big 12 or Big 10 opponents coming up later in the year as well.
Yeah, the competition in the conference is really, really strong. I mean, every week, and you're competing against a Pac-12 team, you're competing against great teams. And so, you know, we feel really fortunate to be here in this conference and have that kind of competition week in and week out. Of course, we're looking forward to Utah coming into our venue. You know, we were neck and neck with them last year at the Pac-12 championships. And as you mentioned, they had a great year at the national championships. And so that's going to be a really fun meet for us. We always love competing against Stanford. And so starting off this coming weekend on Sunday is going to be a lot of fun. And then kind of thinking, you know, outside of the conference, we're going to Ohio State, which we have not been to in my time here. So that's going to be fun to get, you know, a really strong Big Ten team on the road. And then we're going to circle back immediately and come back and do a Sunday competition that same weekend at home and have Iowa here. So we're going to get to see two really strong ranked Big Ten teams in the same weekend. And I think ultimately, you know, our strategy is we want to prepare our team for the postseason, and you're going to be competing back-to-back nights in the postseason. And this is a great way to get your feet wet with a little bit of rest in between. So you're ready for that grind when it comes later on in April.
Yeah, no question about it. I knew your team will be ready with not only star power, but the depth. I mean, it's a great combination to have. And you guys have just done just a terrific job, both on and off the competition arena. I mean, I talked about that grad success rate. I mean, you've been perfect. I mean, perfect for five straight years. You know, what's the key? I mean, you got to recruit the right kids, but once they get here and the grind that they have to go through is unlike a lot of places around the country. What's been the key to keeping everybody focused on academics as well as their routines?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's our number one goal, is to have them come here and graduate. You know, that's why they're here. And we've always had the philosophy in our program that your academics comes first. What you want to do in life post Cal also comes first. And so making sure that we're giving you the tools and helping you, you know, guide you in the direction so that you can be prepared for that, that's our number one priority. You know, the gymnastics is the icing on the cake, and we want to win championships just as much as anybody else does. But the most important thing is that they leave here set up with the tools to go on and do whatever it is they want to do and be successful. You know, one thing that's really, really cool, we have two people on our team right now in Maya Bordas and Nina Shank that already have jobs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Graduated yet. Nina went out this last summer into the Dallas area and worked for Goldman Sachs and got a job offer, and she accepted it. So as soon as she graduates, she'll have a little bit of time off and then head back to the Texas area. And then Maya Bordas got a job with Deloitte and Touche. Accepted a job not recently, and both of them are in the Haas Business School. And so, you know, to me, like that's winning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when and great for recruiting. I mean, come here and, you know, you're going to have the resources and the network and connections and the education to hopefully be in positions where you leave here and you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe even start making some money right away.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I mean, they've got jobs, but have you, have any of your student athletes been able to dabble in NIL, name, image, and likeness? Or is it better to just get a job like two of your student athletes get the full-time gig?
Well, you know, this whole NIL space is so new, and it's also exciting. I mean, we're very excited that our student athletes have these opportunities. You know, we have the Golden Program here and the Influencer app. And so there's a lot of education and resources that are being pointed in that direction so that they know what their opportunities are. And, you know, gymnastics is a very marketable sport.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited for opportunities that may come their way, you know, during their time here as student athletes, but you know, who knows, maybe job opportunities come down the line through some of those experiences too. But I think to put your time in and do the grind and know that you're going to leave here and you've got something lined up and yeah, security there, I think is pretty awesome. And really, really proud of all the girls on our team for the commitment to academics to graduating and going on and doing great things.
Well, exciting times to say the least for the women's gymnastics team. You guys are doing it the right way, both academically and in athletic performance as well. As always, it's great to talk to you. Love to get your insights each and every year on your program. Good luck this week against Stanford and the rest of the year as well.
Yeah, thanks so much, Todd. And of course, everybody can tune in and watch the Pac-12 Network. Mm-hmm. Can't be here in person. We're also going to have some live streams going on the events that aren't covered by the Pac-12 Network live. So a lot of ways to watch us. Hopefully it's going to be in Haas. And we're excited to get back in action on Sunday.
I'm glad you got the streaming component. Then you've had that. Gymnastics and track and field, for me as a broadcaster, were always the most difficult meets to televise because you have so much going on at the same time. And as a producer and as a broadcaster, you really have to do your homework to know what you're going to cover and who you're going to cover, because there is just so much going on at the same time. But it's a lot of fun as well because it's nonstop energy. And hopefully we'll see a lot of that on Sunday against Stanford. Again, appreciate your time, Justin. Yep, have a good one.
All right, thanks, Todd. Go Bears.
You betcha. Justin Howell, women's gymnastics team, hosting the Stanford Cardinal Sunday at 2:00.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we talk a little women's basketball, a programming note for men's basketball. Of course, the Bears will be at Washington State on Saturday. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 12:30. Tip-off at 1 o'clock, Bears against the Cougars. And then the Pac-12 has announced on Wednesday that the makeup game that was supposed to be played at Stanford on January the 2nd will now be rescheduled and will be at Stanford on Tuesday, February the 1st. Start time will be 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with a pregame show. So the Bears at Stanford in men's basketball, Tuesday, February the 1st. Hopefully by then they will allow fans in Maples Pavilion to watch the game. If not, you can listen to us on the radio. Joining me now is Leilani McIntosh, junior guard from Phoenix, Arizona. The Bears, as we are speaking with Leilani, getting ready to get on a bus and then a plane over to Salt Lake City to take on the Utes on Thursday night, and then continue the road trip with a game at Colorado on Saturday or Sunday, beginning at 11 o'clock Pacific time. Of course, both games will be on the Pac-12 network. And Leilani, a little unusual scheduling, a Thursday and a Sunday, so you got some extra time between the games. A chance to hopefully get a little extra rest. Just your thoughts about the upcoming road trip.
Yeah, I'm excited for the upcoming road trip. I also feel like we could compare to this team really well in terms of size and speed that both Utah and Colorado have. I think we'll match up pretty well. We are out there for a really long time. It's a different schedule than we're used to. I thought it was going to be Thursday, Saturday, but I was just informed Thursday, Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be a long trip out in the mountains, but I think we're going to be ready for it.
I'm sure you guys will be. You're off to a good start this season, 9-4. A couple of tough conference games that you've played so far, one at Washington State when the team wasn't 100%. And then like everybody else, Leilani, both last year and this year, of course, last year you guys really went through it. You know, with these COVID disruptions, you had to postpone a couple of games already this year in conference play at Washington and home against Oregon State. How do you stay mentally prepared when you get these cancellations and you're not sure if you're going to play, whether it's today, tomorrow, or even next week?
Yeah, it's definitely like some flashbacks to last year, which isn't great, but what our mindset is, like, we always have to be ready for the next team. We don't know if we have a schedule, but it's definitely not a set schedule, and we could be playing anyone at any time. And I think since we have everyone scout ready, I think we're just going to be ready for whoever coach says that we have next.
You know, having seen a couple of your games in person, this is a really fun team to watch. You know, a year ago, you were part of the iron group that had to play just about every minute. In fact, I think you played more than like an average of 38 minutes a game, which is just hard to really imagine in that truncated season. But your minutes are down a little bit this year because you, quite frankly, have more depth and more players that can come in and contribute. What's it been like for you not to have to play and know you have to play and maybe stay out of foul trouble all game to play 38 minutes a game?
Yeah, it's definitely – when I step on the court, I want to give 110% in everything that I do. And I've from last year, just like playing the 38 to 40 minutes that I did, I knew it was more of like a – my stamina had to be up. I had to give some and then relax on certain plays just to make sure that I can go through the whole game. This year I know that I can give my all and I'll still have a sub here and there if I need it. And I think it helps me do more in less time, just because I'll be able to give my all in those moments instead of just kind of relaxing, picking and choosing, because I know that they're going to need me towards the end.
Yeah, and last year, being a point guard, I mean, you had virtually all the responsibilities of handling the ball and getting the team into your sets, and you were, of course, defensively. You know, I know Sharman would like to see more aggressive pressure defense. That's kind of what she would like to do. That was hard to do last year when you knew you had to play so many minutes. This year, with Jada Curry in the lineup as well, and she's doing the bulk of the scoring, you're still averaging about the same as you did a year ago as far as distribution is concerned. Tell us how it's been, the two of you working together in that backcourt.
Yeah, so me and Jada known each other for a while now, just playing club ball, not together, but she was like on our younger team, and I've watched her game, she's watched mine, so I think we work good together in terms of knowing our strengths and weaknesses and knowing where each other are on the floor. I think she's a great addition to the team, and she's leading us in scoring, which we need, so that, again, helps me offensively distribute more, just because more eyes are on her and making different reads. I think she's a great addition to the team.
How does it help you as well? You know, you don't have to handle the ball all the time. I mean, she can bring it up, you can bring it up, you kind of play off each other.
Right. I think last year I kind of like went on this with when Mia came early. It just felt good to get off the ball sometimes. And not always worrying about, I have to bring it up, I have to come back and get it from the post. So it's good that there's multiple ball handlers on the court where I don't always have to come back and get it. I can also run the outlets and get up ahead and know that Jada will also handle the pressure.
You know, originally you committed, I believe, to Pepperdine, then they had a coaching change, and then Sharman, you know, stepped in April, who was with the program at that time, and convinced you that Cal was the place to be. But playing in the Pac-12 conference, can you tell the listeners at home what it is like each and every night? I mean, I swear each and every night you're playing a team that's like ranked in the top 25. What is that like?
Yeah, it's definitely a competitive atmosphere. You can look at our schedule and you can be like, there is not a single team in the Pac-12 that you can be like, okay, that's always going to be a W. Like, every team, we have, like, the most elite guards, the most elite posts, and I think that every time that we step on the court with some team, that they're going to give their all, and it's always going to be a competitive matchup. So it's definitely fun, especially once you get to know, like, the other people on other teams. Like, you really get to know Scout and get to know them personally. It just makes games more fun because it takes you back to, like, playground when you're playing with your friends or your family and stuff. And, like, that competitive atmosphere when you're talking crap to them and they're talking it back. Like, it's always a fun time playing them. Like, when we're about to go to Colorado, I always talk with Sherrod. So it's definitely going to be another fun matchup for me.
You know, as we tape this interview, Colorado's the only undefeated team in the country. They're undefeated. They're having a terrific year, and they're going to play Stanford before they play you, so who knows what will happen there. That'll be a matchup of two top 25 teams. Stanford, I think, maybe is number two in the country. Arizona's right in there in the top five as well. When you watched last year's national championship game that featured Stanford against Arizona, as you watched that game, I mean, not that I'm going to ask you who you were maybe rooting for, but, you know, being from the Pac-12 conference, you know, how proud of the fact were you that it was two teams that you had played against all year long playing for the title?
Yeah, it was crazy to me because I was just like thinking, okay, we play both of these teams twice and we're either with them or whatever it may be, but it was cool just to see that Pac-12 is the conference of champions. Like, both of us were, both of the teams were there, and I did catch myself kind of rooting for one and then rooting for the other. Like, it was just me trying to be, okay, I got friends on Stanford, but I also got friends. I'm friends with Airy. Like, it was a big thing. And especially because so many people counted out Arizona. Like, I think in that aspect, I was kind of pushing for the underdog, just because I've always been an underdog in certain situations. So I think, but so happy for Stanford. All praise to them. Yeah. They're still a great team.
Yeah, they did a phenomenal job. And
yes.
And at the same time, you know, you mentioned the guards from both of those teams. You know, and you mentioned Ari McDonald had the great career at Arizona. I mean, did it bring back memories of your playing against those guards and how good they were and how well you did against them?
Yeah. I tell everybody this, but, like, Aerie was probably my biggest matchup, especially, like, my freshman year when she was a senior. She came back for fifth, I believe. Just her experience and her speed, her control, her awareness, like, that was something that I wanted to be. Like, I try to model defensively kind of being that pest like she does. Yeah, she's a great player. And it's fun to see them on TV, just knowing that, yeah, I was playing them. Yeah, see, that's hard to guard, too. Like, yeah, it was definitely fun.
Yeah, the Bears beat Arizona in Arizona with Ari, who missed the final shot 2 years ago, I guess it was, down there. So I had a little success.
Big win, big win.
That was a huge. Now, make the free throws, and maybe it's not so scary in that game, right? But
right.
Nevertheless, got the victory anyway. It was a huge win for the program at that point in time. So that kind of takes care of basketball. But I understand that you're also one of the fortunate student athletes at Cal and around the country that's been able to take advantage of NIL, name, image, and likeness, with a company called the Black Athlete that was started by the coach at Renaissance High School back in Detroit. He's got a couple of college players. I think he has somebody in the maybe in the NBA and WNBA and trying to expand. Tell us about this name, image, and likeness and how it's worked for you.
I think it's a great opportunity for college athletes not to wait till they're pro or after they graduate college to make these decisions that will set them up for further stuff in their career. I was excited for it. I wasn't one that went around like looking for endorsements or what it was, but the Black Athlete was somebody that I connected with. Just knowing what they stand for and just like being able to build each other up and empower younger Black athletes, that they are powerful beyond measure. I think that's very important, especially today in the world that we live in, to like represent who you are as a person. So that's why I kind of like connected with the Black Athlete and signed with them. But I think it's a great opportunity overall for people to do what they love and have a passion for and be able to get paid for it now.
So how did either John White get in contact with you or you with him? How did that work?
So I've purchased their shirts and stuff in the past just because I like the sayings that they have, the shirts that they make. When NIL had dropped, I got in contact with John and his agent, and I was seeing if they were looking for people that they would want to represent the Black Athlete, because I would be more than willing. And at the time, he was already in the works, I believe, of just trying to get people together to make it happen. So I'm excited that he let me on board with that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And what have you learned from that process that either will help you going forward or maybe you can pass along to some of your fellow student athletes?
So I've seen people just to sign with places, and my one thing would be like sign somewhere that you know is going to benefit you and not necessarily just for a paycheck, because you don't want to just sign to things and be bound to them for life when it doesn't mean anything to you, or you just are thinking about the money. I think it's a more of a long-term thing, and the things that you associate with today can affect you in the future. So just keep in mind that when you do sign, it is most benefit to who you are as a person and what you stand for.
No question about it. That's a great outlook to have, no question about it. And have you been able to take part of the Golden program that Cal has, which is try to help student athletes educate them on how to navigate through the NIL? Have you participated in that?
I personally have not, just because I have been so busy with athletics and academics, and when I signed with Black Athlete, I was like more focused on them and not trying to on with other things at the time.
Gotcha. Try to stay focused on what you can stay focused on, not spread yourself too thin.
My plate's already pretty full.
Sure. You probably have multiple plates. It's not just one plate. You got a buffet line of things that you got to worry about on a daily and a weekly basis. And you're doing a terrific job of doing that as well. Well, I appreciate you taking the time before you, start your trip over to Salt Lake City. Have a safe trip. Keep everybody healthy and hopefully come back with a couple of wins.
Thank you.
All right. Leilani McIntosh, the junior guard for the Bears as they take on the Utes of Utah on Thursday night, and then it's over to Boulder to take on Colorado Sunday morning, 11 o'clock a.m. Thanks to Leilani for being with us. Thanks, of course, to Coach Howell for talking about women's gymnastics. And until next week, I'm Todd McKim. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, go Bears.
This has been Bear in Mind, the official podcast of Cal Athletics with your host, Todd McKim. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the California Golden Bears Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.